Live. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Okay, I'm back, and, you know, Henry, what I was just saying a moment ago is very interesting, because the previous head of the NAACP here in Rhode Island was a guy by the name of Folks, Joe Folks.
Okay.
And Joe Folks, when he got this radio job on a station that I was on, because he felt that, you know, that it was a, quote, racist station because it talked about real issues, he got his job and he started spouting off, and he admitted. He says, well, I think there's a little bit of racism in all of us. Well, okay, fine, Mr. Folks. The only problem is it went beyond that. He was charged with sexual harassment of a young lady. And here was a guy that was head of the NAACP, and he couldn't keep his eyes off of this woman. And you know, the fact of the matter is that all of these people are self-appointed, Henry. They're self-anointed, and somehow they take this power. And you know what they say about absolute power corrupts absolutely. Well, that's what they do. They've got this power to club you over the head, keep beating you over the head, just like the ADL types in the Holocaust stories, and keep saying, hey, you're guilty, you're guilty, you're guilty. And that works. But you know what? It now has reached a point of diminishing returns, and now it's beginning to really backfire.
Yeah.
And that's when they have to start beginning to get nervous, my friend.
Yeah, because people are waking up.
Well, you know, they're getting tired of it, you know?
Yeah, you mentioned, that's true. I don't know why people tolerated what they tolerated even in the early 90s with that stuff. I saw through it sort of near the end. I really did. And Bob Grant did, too. But here's the thing that you mentioned in ACP. Now, that's the thing, too. I know about that from a guy named Jimmy from Brooklyn. He used to call up, even sometimes call up Art Bell. He knows expert with communism.
Yes.
He said that the original NAACP, when that guy with the French name ran it, it was a very different story. Then it really was like rights for equal rights for, you know, African Americans and so forth. But they were taken over by communists.
Well, the NAACP originally was started by several Jewish
people. Du Bois.
They were just front men, W.E.B. Du Bois and people like that. But it was started for a reason by several Jewish individuals, and the reason was they wanted to set up this group that would do exactly what they're doing today, and that is to create a racial divide in America against Whitey. Because Whitey really is the, you know, the true Israel of God, the Adamic peoples and so forth, are really the enemy, and they've got to be brought down. And
yeah, well,
going to be brought...
it seems to be the Jews have an attitude that we're the enemy of them.
Yeah, exactly.
And you see, I didn't know that. Now you're teaching me something.
Well, there's a lot you have to learn, and I have to learn, too.
Yeah. Well, I do know this, though. The other guy mentioned something with King, Jim from Texas, I believe.
Yeah. No, it was the other caller, Steve.
Oh, Steve from Texas, right. Okay.
No, from Illinois.
Oh, from Illinois.
Well, it doesn't
right.
matter where he's from.
Right.
The fact is, he's right about the folk Highlander school.
Oh, yeah, right. But here's the thing with King. The thing with King is that he had a lot of communist activists behind him. Like,
a lot.
Around him.
His key people, his key advisors were communist. Robert Kennedy, Attorney General, told him, knock it off.
Right.
Knock it off.
Right. And see, the thing of it they got to understand is this. Here's what's surprising. So was the Mississippi White Knights of the KKK. They were run by a man named Samuel Bowers. Now, not B-A-U-E-R-S. That's like a German Bowers. Mm-hmm. It was B-O-W-E-R-S.
I'm aware of that. Yes.
And Samuel Bowers was a top communist leader of the International Communist Party.
And he was a Mason, my friend.
Yeah. And most KKK weren't Masons.
Well, the Masons, you see what happens is these Masonic lodges and these Keenites set up both sides. They set up the opposition as well as
during the civil rights.
Exactly. All right, Henry, I got to move along, but I thank you for your call. We have other callers coming up, 800-313-9443, to talk to Rick Adams on this Friday night edition.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Haven't you got any respect for this town?
I just lost it.
And we are back now. We're going to take another call on the program. We have Mike in New York here. Hello, Mike.
Hi, good evening, Rick.
Yes, sir.
Rick, wasn't there a case about a year ago, I believe it was also in the South, where a white couple was abducted, mutilated, raped, murdered?
Yes.
Now,
I believe it was Tennessee, if I'm
correct.
Correct,
yeah. Now, I won't go into the details because this is, you know... However, suffice it to say, they were sickening, bestial, and sadistic.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I remember I couldn't even read the whole story because it was that horrendous. I mean, they castrated
terrible.
The guy, they chopped off this woman's breasts, you know, God knows what
yes,
else.
Yes, that's right, that's right.
And here's the point. That story was buried by the media. I heard nothing of the ACLU. The NAACP, Jesse Jerkson, or Fat Al Sharpton. You know, for all intents and purposes, there was a wall. There was a wall of silence. So you know, there is no comparison to the horrendous nature of that crime with slinging a couple of ropes over a branch of a tree.
Mm-hmm.
Even the fact that was, you know, performed by the parties who were being pointed at.
Mm-hmm.
On a sort of a similar, on a, this may, this may also have a bearing on the topic. What I find interesting also is that is the fact that they've resurrected O.J.
Mm-hmm.
And this is also like the drama of the year. I mean, there's always one thing or another, and, you know, hey, you know, let's give O.J. another rerun.
Mm-hmm.
And these media circuses lead me to believe that the media is floating a major red herring in order to distract the public's attention away from the real agenda that's going on behind the scenes. Now, you mentioned the Hate Crimes Act, and that's, mm-hmm. you know, that sounds like a plausible possibility.
Well, I don't mean as a distraction, but as an advocacy position.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean,
yeah,
no
yeah,
question
yeah.
that now these politicos
absolutely.
In Washington, they react to all of this.
Yeah, yeah.
George Bush,
yeah,
the leadership.
Without a doubt. Yeah,
yeah, I mean, oh my, you know,
yeah,
we got to
absolutely.
Do something about it. You see, you can't trust those local officials, those state officials. We got to have a federal law.
This sounds like an obvious setup, you know.
Oh yes.
I mean, it's you know, as plain as the day.
Well, leave it to the media and leave it to the powers that be to take an issue like this, whether it's deliberate or not. Not the issue. It's to use it for their own convenient purposes. That's what they've done.
Yeah.
They never miss an opportunity to do that.
You know, but the blatant, unmitigated hypocrisy of the media is astounding.
Well, that's why it's nice to see a guy like Dan Rather get it, you know, and now he's turning around. And
well, he got it after 50 years.
Yeah, and suing all of these moguls that fired him.
Yeah.
And here's a good guy, you know, here's a guy that got it kicked in the pants, and he had deservedly so, but not for the reasons that he wound up getting canned. Now he's turning around and going after Sumner Redstone and Leslie Moonves and all of these other moguls at the top of Paramount, CBS, you know, the Viacom, the hierarchy, you know?
Yep.
It's just amusing to watch because it couldn't happen to a nicer fellow.
Absolutely. I'm just a bit... I'm just wondering whether it's the fact that he lost his paycheck that made him turn around or whether... whether he really believes in principle in what he's doing.
Well, we know the answer to that, don't
Absolutely.
We, Mike?
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. All right, sir, Mike, thank you for the call.
Okay, Rick.
Good hearing from you.
Goodbye.
All right. Thanks. Thank you. All right. And continue to support Tutti Frutti Rudy. 800-313-9443 is my number. Much more to talk about, including some of these issues that we've been hearing about, accidents, deaths, all kinds of interesting stories, the Minote story that broke, armed nukes operation, the plot thickens. But let me take another call, and it's Leslie in Virginia. Hello, Leslie.
Hello, Rick. Here we are discussing Revenue Jesse Jackson.
Yes.
Head of the Rainbow Coalition. And the media is using him. And the reason, let's not forget, Jesse is a member of the Council of Foreign Relations.
Yes, he is.
And let's not forget when he protested the first election for Bush, all of a sudden it was revealed he had a love child and his mistress was on the payroll.
Mm-hmm.
And here we go again with his organization. It could not be audited, so IRS did absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't this interesting? Now, how dumb do they take us for, Rick? The media orchestrated this whole thing.
Yes.
And it's being used as a distraction. Why? Because they've got serious problems with the DREAM Act.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be, the vote's going to be taken next week.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, as far as the tuition for illegal aliens, my understanding on the Lou Dobbs show tonight, that's been shelved. But the point being, we're having a major effect. We've got to keep our eye on the ball. And that is, we need to keep calling, which we've been doing.
That's it. That's
we've got to start calling.
I'm going to give the number again, too, and you can give it if you'd like.
Well, I have the toll-free number you can give is 2, and the other number I have is 202.
Right.
224-3121.
Mm-hmm.
But the point being, folks were having a major effect. We all know, you know, Jesse Jackson, he was ordained through oral examination only, folks. I mean, you know, I won't even go that route. But the point is, the guy is a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. You will not hear him utter a word about civil rights regarding the illegal wiretapping. You will not hear Jesse utter a single word when it comes to the Patriot Bill. You will not hear Jesse utter a single word when
nothing
it comes
about
to
the North American Union.
The guy is such a joke. Now, if that's the biggest heavy, if that's the heaviest hitter they've got to try to distract us from to continue to call Congress. Oh, by the way, according to Lou Dobbs' show today, I think your listeners will find it very interesting. The congressional approval rating for Congress, if you can believe this, is 11%.
That high?
11%.
You gotta be kidding me. It's that high? I thought it was like minus one.
But isn't that wild? And George Bush's, his presidential approval rating is at 29%.
That's hard to believe that it's enormously high.
Can you imagine he's being overwhelmingly popular compared to Congress? Isn't it a scream?
That's scary. That tells
now,
me
Now, with
tells
ratings
me something.
This low, it is because of people calling in, writing letters, getting involved on the major issues
that's going on
out here.
We're
wising up to them. Jesse is nothing but a distraction. We all know it. We all know what he's about. Jesse's out for Jesse's. But more importantly, we have to continue Monday morning and continue to call. No, we do not want the hate crime attached to the so-called Military Authorization Act. And that bill should be coming up. I did not check today. I was pretty busy. But
that it was voted on today.
Pardon?
I haven't heard that it was voted on today. And a lot of it is the delaying because they realize the opposition is very strong now.
That's right.
Good.
In fact, there's rumors that that the Dream Bill needs to be taken off the shelf as well. But the point is, we've got to continue to call and write and hold these senators accountable. And if you can give the website for Reverend Pike's, I believe it's truthtellers.org, but verify that for me, Rick.
Yes.
But we got to keep on and keep our eye on the ball to where the real action is. Because what you're saying, the side to distraction by the media, I mean, that's all that is divide and conquer America.
That's what that's exactly what the plan is, divide.
And we've got to let them know. We've got to let the media know. We're not that stupid.
No, we're not. We're not going to fall for this game anymore. We've been through this, done that, you know, and now enough is enough, and we're organized, and they're not, because we know. We who listen to alternative media know the name of the game now. There's enough people now who account for millions of us, literally, who can't be fooled anymore, Leslie.
Well, absolutely. So, folks, I want to thank everybody that's calling, writing letters, and holding these Congress critters accountable, and they cannot hide behind the media. And we're doing a great job, and let's continue.
Amen. Thank you, Leslie, for everything. And
thank
your calls are just great. Good to hear your voice again.
Correct. Keep up the great work. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right, we will. And again, by the way, Lou Dobbs, ladies and gentlemen, is coming to Roger Williams University next week in Rhode Island. So I would love to have a chance to see if we can arrange to talk. I'm going to try, but I know his schedule is very busy, and he may just be in and out that quickly at a forum. That will include Salman Rushdie and others like him at this political forum at Roger Williams University. So just thought I'd mention that as well to you. Okay, we have a break coming up in a few seconds here, and I will postpone any further calls. There are a few things that I want to get into, a few issues that we have not had time to. But you're welcome to comment on what we've been talking about tonight, and we've been talking about the Louisiana situation in Gina, Louisiana. We've been talking about the Ahmadinejad visit and the phony opposition to it. We've been talking about all these other things, and we'll continue when we return with more Uncensored Radio Free America, only on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Rick Adams.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
Okay, we're back now, and let me see. Walt, are you there? Or you dropped off? Walt dropped off? What's the matter, Walt? You couldn't wait? We'll take you back. You just call right back right now if you wish. I'm sorry. And let me just interject this also between calls here. many of you know who listen to this program and to RBN that George Bush and this corrupt, evil dictatorship in Washington has been instrumental in pushing through illegally in more ways than one, the Congress, but also by executive decree. Spying on America, for instance. Let's say that there have been several, as you know, surveillance-type acts that the Bush administration has perpetrated illegally and then finally was forced to acknowledge, yes, they did exist, but that they did not go as far as you thought they went. Well, yeah, they went further. Well, unfortunately, as you know, this August, Congress had passed the Protect America Act at the behest of George Bush or either for us or against us. and it allows for legal, quote unquote, federal eavesdropping on U.S. citizens. U.S. citizens. And it was quickly passed through the Congress of the United States, as I say, with no real congressional debate. But it had one thing going for it, and that was it had a sunset provision so that after 6 months, it would expire unless renewed by the Congress. Well, that's another issue you need to bring up to your congressmen and senators when you are talking with them about the need to destroy and defeat this hate crimes legislation and also the DREAM Act and also H.R. 811, 811 that we discussed last night. There's a lot to defeat, as you know. There's a lot of bad legislation. And they never cease to continue to perpetrate it. Satan never sleeps, my friend. We can't afford to be asleep at the switch either. I'll give those numbers again before the end of the program. By now, you should all have them written all over your refrigerators, all over the stoves, the walls, the ceilings, everywhere, to call the Congress and keep calling. It doesn't matter how many times you call. It doesn't matter that you called today once, and it's afternoon now, and you feel, well, I don't want to make a hog of myself. Uh-uh. They need to keep hearing, and they need to keep hearing from all of you and your friends and your relatives to motivate them to get off of their hind legs, pick up the phone, and call. Writing is very effective as well. But there's no question that they need to get the grease. The squeaky wheel will get the grease. And you'll get nothing if you don't squeak and rant and rave and yell. You'll get nothing. So, like the Minot story that broke about a week ago about the missing nuke clandestine operation from Minot, here's some more interesting items you might ponder. We talked about it. They came up on the show. But for those of you who weren't listening one night this week when it was brought up about those involved in the Minot story with the B-52s flying across America with the nuclear warheads, all six people who were listed were from Minot Air Force Base. All were directly involved as loaders or pilots. All of them are now dead. All of them within the last 7 days in accidents. My friend, that is just unbelievable, but it is. It is believable. Knowing the murderers and killers that run this government from the top down, my friend, it would send shivers down your spine if you knew, if you really knew what this government is capable of. We did it in World War II. We did the most evil things that one could ever imagine, and it was all kept from the American people. Arthur Bliss Lane wrote a book, I Saw Poland Betrayed. Another man, John Flynn, While You Slept. Most Americans were not informed what the Roosevelt administration was up to. After all, we all had a focus on Hitler and the nasty Germans coming here by the billions. You know, I still get some people that are pretty damn dumb that will come up to me and say, you know, if we didn't go to war against Germany, we'd be speaking German today. And I have to tell them, my friends, in case you haven't noticed, we're speaking Espanol now. My friends, wake up. Wake up. The invasion has already taken place, and this is the invasion that is destroying our nation. Right from our own hemisphere. And that's where we should be concentrating our defenses. And instead, we're all over the world as the empire. All across the globe, doing exactly what we've accused Japan, Germany, Italy, and all the Axis powers, so-called, of doing. Oh, my. We'll be right back in 3 minutes with more Rick Adams. Jump aboard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
And we are back. Yes, all of my little Eloi out there. We have one on the line right now. Hello there, Mr. Little Eloi.
Hello, Rick.
Yes.
I had to pick up on that. You were talking about Little Eloi earlier this week, and I just got such a kick out of that when you said
yes.
That. So I figured I would. I'm Terry from Texas.
Well, that's all right, Terry. You're one of the Eloi.
Well, well, of course. And I
am
that
too.
That tells perfectly because I am. Regardless of whether I like it or not, because I'm caught up in this matrix like the rest of people, We are little Eloi's.
Yes, yes. And the Morlocks are doing a pretty good job. But don't forget, they get licked in the end. They get licked, my friend.
They take it in the kisser.
Yes.
Speaking of little Eloi and caught up in this matrix and this web and this system, I have, in the past, I've called you, and I've been trying to spend some time. I've been down numerous rat holes, the rat hole that I've been down. I know you here recently today. You've been talking about the situation down in Louisiana, and mm-hmm. I hope you don't mind if I change direction a little bit. But I've been trying to do when I have time. This a particular area that's fascinated me a lot is this Federal Reserve and this mm-hmm. Fractional Reserve Banking System, mm-hmm. And then I like to tie it together sort of scripturally. And I know in the Word when Jesus is talking to his disciples, when he talks about how a little leaven leavens the whole lump, and mm-hmm. Paul talks about it, he's talking about sin. He's also talking about being concerned about the hypocrisy of the Sadducees and Pharisees. But in a way, it sort of transcends, too, with this fractional reserve banking, because it's so weird. Because they've taken this little slice of evil with this fake money that we have, and think about how they've taken that, like a leaven, how it, using the analogy here, he talks about leaven, even Paul says a little leaven leavens a whole lump of dough, how that little bit of slice of wickedness, a little slice of evil, this fake banking, this fake money, the fractional reserve banking, how they've taken and they've leveraged that to world domination.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely they have, yes.
Through this fake money supply. That
no doubt about it. You see, there was a couple that was just arrested for using the Liberty Dollar.
I didn't see that.
No, yes. Well, you know, I read news stories from all over, but I haven't had a chance to get into that or anything else.
Well, I particularly brought up in light of the fact that, you know, here we've seen all these comments by Greenspan mm-hmm. and by Bernanke, and the fact that they've decided to, you know, lower the interest rates and basically abandon the dollar. They're mm-hmm. giving sort of, you know, forewarnings and foreshadowings of what is to come. And, you know, economically, what's transpiring and what's, you know, the ruin that lies in front of us, mm-hmm. the tsunami that is getting ready to descend upon us, is not going to be a pretty sight.
No. They're not intending very nice things to happen. Here's that issue, by the way. It was just published September 13th in the Week publication. A Rockford couple was arrested this spring for using and trying to use Liberty Dollars at three Walmart businesses. The suspects, Sean Cranish, 22, Svetlana V. Dudnik, 24, may be the first to try to use the private barter currency in that particular region where they're from. They're the first to post their story on a new blog site, and this is, I don't have the exact blog site, but apparently it's aimed at exposing corruption in Wisconsin and the United States, the banking system, and apparently this couple wound up getting into trouble for using the Liberty Dollar. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And here we have this corrupt money system, the Federal Reserve System, that is nothing but a total criminal enterprise, violation of the Constitution, and everyone is told that's real money. You know, you see them looking at the post office or wherever you go. If you hand them a $50 bill, you know, they put it up to the light, they examine it, make sure that it's not counterfeit. And I get a kick out of that every time they do that.
I do. Every time I go into the bank, it you know, like I said, there's so many spiritual connections to all this, and mm-hmm. I'm just trying to ferret this out. It's so funny that you said that, because I've had that exact same experience.
Yeah.
And I hope it's okay to name the bank. Every time I bank at Wells Fargo, every time I go in there, my skin just absolutely crawls, because it had to have been the analogy to it all. I was reading that it had to have been exactly like Righteous Lot in the days in Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yes.
You know, that talks about, I'm trying to think of which verse, it talks about how Righteous Lot's soul was tormented, you know, living mm-hmm. in that evil environment. It's the same way. I get a small glimpse of it, the same sensation when I'm sitting there at Wells Fargo, and you know they want they ask you, you know, you want a big bill or a little bill, and then they make you jump through all these hoops, punch in passcodes, and you know, look at, when you do make a deposit, you've got $100 bills. They all look at them, examine them. I'm thinking, this is just absolutely, it's like some sort of you're in like some sort of, you know, twisted dream, thinking that the whole thing is a fraud.
It goes to show
you,
though, that
we've
all been so regimented and conditioned to do certain things by reflex that it's just endemic, my friend.
Ugh.
It's endemic.
And then
let's
say you need a large sum of money, like $5,000 or $10,000, an occasion when I've needed it, they don't have it. You've got to call ahead of time. Mm-hmm. It's like it's fake to begin with, and you don't have it?
Mm-hmm. Yep. No, it's true. What you say is absolutely the case, no doubt about it. You're right on, Terry. All right, thanks for the call, brother.
I wish, the only thing is, you know, the frustration that I'll wind up. I'm sure you have other callers.
Yeah, I've got to get to them.
The frustration that ensues with trying to wake up the 1% of the people that will even be willing to give you, lend you a small ear without you seeing them roll their eyes when you start talking about this stuff. You can just see them underneath their breath saying, wacko, nut job.
Hey, the scripture also tells you the whole world is deceived, doesn't it?
Yes.
So you understand how deep the deception is and how everything we've been told now has been basically subject to a lie. All of our history books, all of the conditioning, the social propaganda, everything the news media say. You say, everything this propaganda? Yes, in every story now, there is propaganda. There is a push to manipulate your mind to a certain way of thinking and conditioning process, and it's just so evident to me. So I'm repelled by it. You see, I automatically turn from it and do the opposite of what I'm programmed to do.
Well,
and that's,
you know,
what we should all be doing.
Paul asks us that he wish we would know the breadth, the depth. I'm trying to think of the two other adjectives he uses about the love of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And you flip that around on its head, and you think about the level, the depth, the breadth, the level of evil and perversion that
yes.
that's taking place. The level, as you said, deception is so grandiose.
It has to
it's
be
so
that
mind-boggling
way.
That people they just can't grasp it. It's just
no,
too
they,
much
they're not,
to grasp.
They're not supposed to get it, Mike. I mean, Terry. And the reason they're not supposed to get it is because this end-time deception that's coming has to be so great that it'll encompass virtually everyone on the planet but the few that are elect and chosen, who know the score, who know that this man that's coming, who's going to call himself Christ, is going to be the Antichrist. The whole world will follow after this system, though. They'll be enamored by it. They will say he's performed miracles, he's returned. You realize what it takes to pull that off? The deception, all of the media will be there telling you, no, it's real, trust us again, you know?
Yeah.
See? That's what needs to happen, and it's going to happen eventually. So we need to be on guard.
It's happening right before our very eyes. It's being played out.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm very grateful that I can see the truth and that the Lord has opened my eyes. And, you know, it's just, eventually they'll know when Jesus returns, a real Jesus, and when the millennium begins, there's going to be a lot of wet eyes. People are going to be repenting, realizing they've been taken in by this whole lie. All right. Thanks for the call, Terry.
Good night.
All righty. Good night to you, and let's move along to Ernie in Virginia. Hello, Ernie.
Hi, Rick. I just wanted to go over a couple things with you.
Yes, of course. There's so much we haven't gotten to, and I regret that, but there's only so much time in every show, you know.
Right. The last caller brought up some good points, too, and if you look at what has happened during the administration since President Bush took office, the national deficit has gone from $5.6 trillion to $9.815 trillion, mm-hmm. and in 2001, gold was $2.73 per ounce, oil was $22 per barrel, and the euro was worth 87 cents per dollar, just to put it in perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see how the country is so out of control. The debt accumulated by this administration almost exceeds all the prior debt on a cash basis from all the presidents combined.
Yeah, it's like when in 1935, when Roosevelt was implementing his raw deal, called it the New Deal.
Yes.
The federal budget doubled from 1930, from what it was in 1930. Doubled.
Right. Yes.
And it's the same process, only exponentially.
Exactly. And yeah. And so we have our financial house totally out of control. We have massive waste, fraud, and abuse. And then you combine that with, there was a little discussion on the DREAM Act, but if you look tonight, but if you look at what Senator Durbin spoke on Tuesday, and this is addressed in Joel Skousen's World Affairs brief.
Which I was just reading,
this evening, he is in making these changes to try to sell what is left of the bill. They're going to, I think he's going to try to ramrod it through as a way to resolve a very serious recruitment crisis for the military.
Mm-hmm.
And Joel Skousen says that's the real focus. The military is funneling thousands of illegal aliens into the military to fill the gap.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so these illegal aliens, will, once they get into this program, then can sponsor their family members. And how you define the family members, you're talking potentially millions. But I'd like to turn your attention to Section 1 of his World Affairs brief, local police becoming goon squads to suppress free speech. In your prior shows this week, you talked about the University of Florida at the meeting with Senator Kerry and the 21-year-old journalism student who was violently tackled and tasered and arrested by University of Florida campus.
Andrew Myers, yep.
Right. Well, if you've been reading other articles on the Internet, you're seeing more and more of incidents involving these taser weapons.
Yep.
And to me, personally, I believe it's unconstitutional. It's unreasonable.
It is.
It's like the police taking action against people without due process. And they'll argue, well, we needed to get control of the situation to protect us. But when you start killing people, and there have been incidents involving, there was a lady in a wheelchair who was lasered 10 times and was killed. There was some boy that was killed. But you see these tasering incidents more and more when people speak out. There was a councilman, and I forget what town it was. Maybe you recall.
I was just going to read it. You're talking about the policeman beat him up?
Yes.
Yeah, he beats up the town councilman and then arrests him.
Right. So, but what the gist of this article by World Affairs Brief is, this is what Joel Skousen says. One thing is clear.
Mm-hmm.
Someone is giving orders to these local police to watch out for and shut down free speech of those who express views that is contrary, essentially, to what is politically correct.
Mm-hmm.
And if it goes against the pro-war Bush administration, look out, folks. You're going to be attacked more and more. So we have the hate crime legislation to compromise our free speech rights, and now they're using the police and these laser weapons to further intimidate people in speaking out, along with the unitary executive orders and executive orders by the administration.
No question about it, Ernie, and it's scary when you think about it. What they have done to the police, it's sad, because the way they keep them in line is that pension system. You know, these guys and gals are concerned about that pension more than anything. And that is the rod of blackmail that keeps them in line. If you want your pension, you better do as we tell you what to do. You better step in line. If it means torturing your fellow Americans who are suspects, who haven't even done anything, so what? Do it. Now, a lot of policemen aren't doing it, and they don't want to go along with it. And bless them for not doing it. But we need more to stand up and say, hey, just because we're officers and we wear a badge, and just because we are looking forward to this pension that may never come anyway, given the state of affairs, doesn't mean we're going to kowtow to everything that this government wants us to do. Enough is enough. Stand up against them. We have an obligation to do that, to stand for righteousness, don't we?
Absolutely, Rick. But I would argue it goes beyond pensions. We're talking career advancement. We're talking job assignments. The message will be clear. If you go against the grain or what they want to achieve.
Yeah, it's a total package of rewards and punishments. Absolutely.
Exactly.
I know what you mean.
Well, let me let you go. I know you
Thank
got
you.
Other points.
Yes,
well
I
done.
Appreciate that, Ernie. Good call, as always. And we'll take a quick break, and we have Mike in Texas next. I thought it was Mike before. It was Terry. I was referring to Terry as Mike. But we have Mike, I believe, still on the line. We'll take that call when we return. Not much time, but we'll squeeze him in. And we certainly, again, encourage you to help support my program by supporting Republic Broadcasting Network, all the programs here. And you can do that by joining the club and obviously supporting Republic, getting online. And that means a lot to join republicbroadcasting.org. That's the website, obviously, that you need to go to in order to purchase, to buy, to support, to do your gold, whatever it is that you want, Republic Trading, it's all there on the Republic website. So, and also we have the Berkey Light on sale, 10% off. We have the filters, we have the everything, the aeronizer as well on sale now. So obviously the need is there, and we admonish you to help out. All right. Time for a break. We'll be back in just 3 minutes from now with more conversation and wrap up tonight. And we, of course, will hope to be back again next Monday night with another great show and more interesting people coming back, Lord willing, to the microphone. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Can man control his destiny?
change the shape of things to come.
And we are back now. Not much time, but we have a couple of calls, and we have Mike in Texas first. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Rick. I'm enjoying the program.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah. Hey,
I am, too.
I know. You're doing great tonight. Let me ask you a segment or so. You talked about the six people who are dead as a result of the flyover.
Mm-hmm.
Can you get a thumbnail? Just where did you pick that up on that? And
well, there's various there are various news sources and sites for it, but I'm trying to think now. If I could find it quickly, I might be able to give you a couple of websites where you can look it up, okay? I'll try to do that between now and the end of the program in a couple of minutes. Can you just wait for that information? What else did you want to say?
Okay. Well, we just had a news report that in Houston, they're upgrading the spy drones that have been flying around our city here in Texas.
All right.
To be military grade. And they showed them and said that the military would be reporting to the local police whatever traffic, you know, they're picking up with the military-grade spy drones, and they'll be flying around 10,000 feet or higher above Houston. So stay out of Houston.
Well, here's a couple of the sites that you might want. www.shreveporttimes.com.
Okay. All right.
And then you have www.bismarcktribune.com. And the articles in their News State edition about this incident. So those are a couple, and I have a bunch more.
Very good. Right. Okay. You got just another minute?
Yeah. Okay. Quickly.
Okay. Did you hear Greenspan talking about his book this week on NPR?
Oh, I heard about it. I didn't hear his words, thankfully.
Well, he was admitting that he was trying to hold interest rates to function under, and he called it fiat money system.
Right.
To mirror the gold standard.
Yes, yes. And we brought that out with Bob Chapman on the other night.
Yeah. And that he thought that was the best time in America's history. Was during the gold standard.
Yeah.
Then my third issue is that we've seen Senator Dodd talk about his father this week.
Yes.
Prosecuting Nazi war criminals.
Oh, my.
Well, let's all contact Senator Dodd's presidential campaign and tell him about Prescott Bush.
Yeah.
and ask him to get back down there on the Senate floor and talk about Prescott Bush's involvement in the Nazi war machine.
My. There's a lot of prosecuting to go around, but I'm afraid they're not politically correct. That's the problem.
Well,
all right. Hey, I got to run. Thank you very much for the call,
care,
Mike. Quickly, Joe Church. 30 seconds, Joe.
All right, Rick. Stock market.
Yep.
Going through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Job growth is tremendous. Worldwide, it looks great. You know, people don't realize Satan's tribulation is going to be a tribulation of peace and prosperity.
Yes.
It's not going to be blood and guts, but peace and prosperity.
Words to ponder. People
a lot of sixes. A lot of sixes in the news, Rick.
A lot of six
people. Six people on the airplanes, six blacks. The girl in Boston approached the kiosk, which is a six-sided canopy.
Mm-hmm.
Sixes all over it.
All right.
We'll
keep our eyes open, Joe. Thanks for the call, Brother Joe. We'll talk again, Lord willing, next week, ladies and gentlemen. Keep praying. Keep repenting. Keep looking up. Ever going forward in faith. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Support RBN. We'll be back next week. God bless.